Louisa Brown, good morning.
Morena, Catherine.
Strong Words 2019, the best of the Landfall essay competition. This is edited by Emma Neal.
Yes, indeed. And so it comes out of the Landfall Journal's annual essay competition. Too many good essays not to be published, so they've been brought together in this collection, and hopefully this will be the beginning in a series. We've been saying for a few years now that the essay is in fine form in New Zealand, and this is evidence of the same. These 21 essays by authors both new and seasoned demonstrate the protean nature of the essay as a form, and they have great range, great diversity of tone and subject and style. What they have in common is that they express a personal point of view. They think globally. They reach across the world in their place and content and thinking, but they're all also very demonstrably located locally. I thought it was a stunning collection. Variously, they made me sad. They made me cry, some of them actually. They made me hopeful, nostalgic. I laughed. I was made uncomfortable by a couple of them, and mostly they made me think. It's not, you can't read it from cover to cover. It's a book to pick up and put down again and think about and mull over. And really, I think if you're tired of Landfall, you're tired of life, Catherine. I think these are beautifully crafted essays. And if I could just speak to a couple of them individually. One that I found enormously powerful is by Tracy Slaughter, called Notes on a Scale of Silence. And it's about her illness and her pain and her fear. And she's a writer who puts the real into realism. She's described with adjectives like gritty and searing and edgy. And I wondered if I could actually read
Please.
Her first paragraph. I've been to a place where writing doesn't matter. That's a hard fact for a writer to admit, a source of shame. I want to tell you that I've never doubted words, never once let go of their lifeline, never flinched from an unshakable belief that language is all we have to feed us, bind us, keep us vulnerable, lend us any kind of grace. But that's not the truth. The truth is, I've been to a place where I lost my faith in language, where I knew words didn't count. I lay and looked at a world where if I wrote or not, if I spoke or not, it didn't matter. And the truth is that I stayed there for a long time. So I couldn't even read that all in one go. I had to put it down in the middle. It moved me tremendously. There's also a lovely essay by Becky Manawatu called Hashtag Mother's Day, and it's about her spending a day with her mum and remembering other days with her mum. It's a homage, but it's non-judgmental and it's very honest, and it's a hard thing to see your parents as people in their own right, and it manages to do that in a way which is both nostalgic and loving. There's the winning essay from the Landfall competition, which opens this collection, is by Alice Miller. It's called The Great Ending, 1918. And it takes a series of disconnected moments from the end of the war. It moves from the war to the influenza epidemic to the armistice celebrations to a moment of spiritual revelation. And it puts those moments next to each other to form a narrative out of the sum of the parts, which is both quaint and amusing and incredibly moving.
It also shows the variety in, I was going to say form, but it's really more subject matter, isn't it?
It is. Subject matter
and then your approach. They all seem to share an utterly compelling opening line.
Yes.
Which any good writing ought to.
Yes.
But is it particularly important in this form?
Oh, these are examples of fantastic writing. Another one by Justine Whitfield, and this is one of those essays that starts off in one place and ends up somewhere else entirely. So she works for an aviation company that services oil rigs, and she describes herself as being a passive participant in a profit-driven apocalypse. From there, she moves on to the notions of physical touch and connection between people. And both of these things are about the world she's trying to navigate. But her opening sentences, There is a bridge on a Louisiana bayou that stretches like the tin can coloured shaft of a slide trombone, a thin, flat, pale presence that peels endlessly out across pleated fingers of khaki swamp.
I'm still trying to work out what the actual technique is there. There's some alliteration.
It's just poetry, isn't it?
There's so much going on.
It's such great writing. These are all examples of really great writing, no matter what the content is, which makes it such a treat because it takes you places you don't expect, places you wouldn't necessarily go without a collection like this in your hands.
Some of these opening lines of Kate Kneller and Glenfield. I saw Petra in a theatre, full stop. Straight away.
Yes.
Who's Petra? Who are you? Where's the theatre? What happens? I mean, it's wonderful, wonderful writing.
Another one is Jane Blakey, who has an essay called Mrs. Wakefield, Unknown, where she rethinks Edward Gibbon Wakefield in not only a post-colonial context, but also a Me Too world, and wants to talk about the child whom he abducted and forced to marry him well before he got to New Zealand shores, and how we might think of her as being the missing monument to our Pākehā history, and what nuances and complications this might add to a narrative of belonging here.
So some of these are personal, but some clearly have a much wider kind of a bigger message or subject to explore than that.
Yeah, some of them work on the level of emotional empathy and you share the personal experience, and others move from the personal to the global or the political or the social or the cultural, and all of those things are enmeshed. These are speakers speaking from the personal point of view. They're thoughtful, they're careful. They reach outwards, they leave spaces for the reader to interject their own experiences into a treasure. I think Landfall's a treasure, and I think this is a lovely expansion what they do.
Thank you. Strong Words, the best of the Landfall essay competition. These have been selected by Emma Neal, published by Otago University Press, $35 the price. Louise O'Brien, your review is always so appreciated.